Yeah. Yeah, we're Tusk Base, Zion,
Base.
Sith Base, right? So we're discussing the Kol Havara, and the Echo, some sort of different, blew inside a cave or a pit or something like that. Is it a good tkia, not a good tkia? So Base, he's called a bore. He started blowing in the bore. The Allah b'chutz bore gemara. Now, if it's in the bore, it's not good because the kol havara. But he was blowing as he was walking out of the bore. Allah chutz bore gemara, and he finished. Yotza, it's okay. Shekol ma sheshama bein b'fitim bein b'chutz haya kol shofar. Because if your person's inside the bore, so he's not hearing an echo, right? If he's outside the bore, he hears. He's not sure if he's hearing the sound of the shofar or the echo from inside the bore. But if he's inside the bore, people inside the bore, it's okay. So if they walk out together, or then that's fine. It's kosher. Haga. Or not just him, but anyone who was inside the bore with the beginning of tekiah, and they walked out, and then they would say idei. Some say the Mishnah Berurah brings that some say even if they didn't leave the bor, because the problem with the kol havara, the echo, is only if you're outside the bor and you're hearing the shofar sound coming from inside the bor. But if the person's blowing up outside and you hear it inside the bor, so that's there's no echo. That's not called echoing. So therefore, that's got kol. That's not called kol havara.
So the other way around would be a problem. What
But
if you
that's
can't
right.
hear
They
the
say
bore?
the main issue is if he's blowing in the bore and everyone else is outside.
Or he's outside,
Now, if he's outside,
and he walks in, he's yotze, but people who are following him, they might not hear it
right.
exactly
Okay,
the
if they're
same.
walking, if they weren't, if they're walking step by step with him, then it would be okay. Right. So again, the question, that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be. He seems, clearly shouldn't do it, but it seems to be makel. For example, I think there was this. I think Nogea, this was Nogea a little bit. It could be when during Corona, when people were blowing. Some people, they're blowing inside plexiglass, or they blew outside the window. So is that. Is this because you're in two different Rishuyos, or is it because it's the Metzius is that it echoes and it bounces? So if it's just outside, so there's no reason for it to be a Kol Havara because it's not bouncing off anything. But if it's so that could be okay. The first sheet, probably what I mean, what was, but the question, could be there's what to, what to discuss about is that a direct Kol or not a direct Kol. A Shemaya Miksas Tekiah, someone who heard part of the Tekiah, Shlo B'Chiyuv, Miksas, meaning, let's say he heard it before it started blowing before Alois, and then it continued on into Alois. O She'amar L'Tokeya B'Mis'asek Kivin de. He was he some guy was stam blowing blowing, and he went ahead and he said, okay, you believe see me, but talk about mashach bashir tekiah leyotza. Some guy started blowing, he was practicing early, and then and the guy, he realized, let me just be yotze with that. And he said, here, have kavanah for me leyotza, because you don't split tekiahs up. Tekiah is one whole tekiah. You can't. We'll see later on. Also, you can't be yotze one long tekiah for the end of one and the beginning of a different one, or one end of one set, the beginning of a different set. It has to be the whole thing. Has to be bekashrus. Yotza. Some say that no, if there, this is not the same as doing two different sets. That if you had the shir tekiah, then that would be enough. So too, if you heard part of it was kol havara, v'yon shehaya tokeya v'bor, who omei b'chutz, and He's standing outside of Em Tzatzikia Yotza Lachutz. So if there's a shear, so we consider the first part, I guess, is Gvisheino. It's a kilo, it's not Nechshav, Bechal, and therefore that would be, that would be okay. Also, I was wondering. Also, like, say during Corona, I was also wondering. I mean, it depends on where you were in the streets and whatever. But let's say around here, there's different alleys and people were blowing in different alleys and different. You couldn't see the shofar blowing. So was that called Havara? Because it was, you were around the corner and someone was blowing in this alley and you were hearing from around the corner. Was that the sound bouncing? Was it the sound of the shofar? And you heard something from further, maybe you walked around the corner. These shilohs were somewhat nogeya then. The question is, what is it only in the bor? Different things. But obviously, this would be a case of, let's say it was in a small, like, parking lot alley or whatever, and you ran around the corner, and then you went in. If it was a shir tkiya, that would have been fine. Mishabur talks about the fact that people should not blow their nose and start hacking and coughing during the tekiyas, because the whole point over here, the point you have to hear the tekiyah be tekiyah about itself, if there's other sounds nichnas in the middle, then you can't you can't hear it properly. So people should be careful. Also with kids, shibur's mazir, don't bring little kids to tekiyas who are gonna scream and shout and whatever from gil chinuch. Which means they could sit quietly. He says, send it to the mothers, because worst case scenario they don't hear the tkiyas properly. It's only the rabbanim anyway. The question is, do they have to bring them? Not have to bring them? Maybe it's only until gilchit, when they're gilchinuch, which is they can sit and listen to a tkiyah without making noise. Then that's the question. You mean it's sure? Tafkuf peches sif aleph. Zman tekiya shofar b'yom v'leila. Zman tekiya shofar is during the day and not at night. U'mitzvah mishas ha'netzachama ve'elach. And the mitzvah is from netzachama. In taka, because it's yom teruah, and then from that time, it's definitely not good. Alos v'shachar he'll be makpid, because it could be a little bit of a slavik, but that's really yom. So therefore, or if you made a mistake, it's very clear. The sun goes up, that's Nate, and that's Yom, so therefore you should do it after Nate. However, you are Yotze with the Evid if you were Tokay after Amudah Shachar. If he heard part of the Tekiah before Amudah Shachar, we had the last Simon. Like we said before, that it's a mixas shelo b'chiyuv, and it doesn't work. Hagavi b'hayashir tekiya ashashema b'yayim nizbar, and if there was shir tekiya, then again, like we had before, that was a machlokes in the mechaber. And that's we said it seems to be, that it should be machmir, but if that's it, that's what you had, that's what you had. Sif Beis. Shama Teisha Tekiyos, Teisha Shalos Bayom Yatza. It was a very, you go to shul, sometimes you just get to the shuls and you get, this guy there who can't blow. Takes him 9 hours to blow tekiah one, and he can't get another note out too, or whatever. Shama teisha tekiahs, teisha shalos b'yom. Yotza split up to 9 hours of the day. Yotza feel heip tisha bnei adam. Even if it's of nine different people, then you'd be one. They have one set, and then they have to. This guy, he couldn't continue, so they found time to find another guy. It was the next hour, and then. B'chule, even if it's 9 different people, then it's okay. Tkiya mizeh, it's true, mizeh, tkiya mizeh. Even if you heard, in this shul, this guy can blow the tkiya, this guy can blow a true well, this guy, this guy can blow a tkiya, so they all do a whole set, that would also be okay. Nishomim, Dafka, Kishlo Hifsik, Benehem b'kol shofar she'enu roi b'oisavava. Now this gets into complex. You're talking about Teisha Anoshi Matesha Shalos Bayom, that so you heard, you know, Tashrat, you know, 10 and 11, you heard Tarat, whatever, as long as you didn't hear any other sounds of the shofar in between, you know, you for whatever reason you have to walk, you have to run around, whatever the reason may be, as long as you didn't hear a stam from someone else, or it doesn't have to be that case. Any time you hear a different sound, than you're in Tashan, you heard the Trua, that it would be a problem. You know, there are different, you know, every shul, every makri has different kapedas, you know, and some of them, if you start, we'll see later on, if he starts a shvar, and then it turns into a trua, and then he starts again. Ish lazim bezeh, you know, whether he should go back to the beginning of tekiah. Yeah. You know, because it's a sound that I've only possible that row, that tashad or that tashrad or whatever, only possible that. Again, later on in the Mishmaros says that if you were machpil, that's okay. The only problem is if you went ahead into a different sound, then that would be problematic. Gimel, Shama Tesha Tekiyos, Mitisha B'nei Adam. You heard 9 Tekiyos and 9 different people, Shetaku Kulam Ke'echad. Right, they all, you know, it was a rush, you know, the rushed Rosh Hashanah minyan, and so you heard, you know, you go to a shtibul, and there's, you know, person wants to be, you know, jump from, you know, there's the shtibul hoppers, they jump from, you know, they hear, they, you know, can daven in the shachris, and, you know, they, while they're davening in shachris, they hear into the kriyas haTorah from a different minyan, and kaddish a different minyan, and they're done. So he stands in the middle of the shtibul, and he hears teisha tekiyas from 9 people at once. Lo yatza. She'en kam pshuta lefanea, pshuta lachareya. The problem, if you hear everything at once, tekiyah, trua, tekiyah, shvar, and trua, all at once, the you need to have a tekiyah in the beginning and tekiyah at the end, and all at once it doesn't work. Agavim shnayim. So therefore, agavim shnayim taku ke'echad kol haseder. If you had 2 people, they blew together at the same time. I know that we taught the synchronized, right? That's that in the last siman. I know that by Akol Avar discussed about Trekoli. Here it's also the Shiloh of Trekoli. The Gemara says, well, let's just finish the Ramah. But if you echad taka b'chatzvesvis, let's say it was in the Beis Hamikdash, and one guy was blowing shofar, one guy was blowing chatzvesvis, yotza, the yoyv daite yala shofar, because a person will focus on the shofar. The Gemara says it's chovivle. The Gemara says that trei kol lo mishtamai brings a raya from Zohar v'shamor, that you couldn't hear 2 things at once. However, the Gemara says by kriyas haTorah also it's a problem. The Gemara says, however, by 3 things it's chovivle. By kriyas haMegillah, because it's not the nes, it's chovivle. Halel, which we're talking about if everyone says hodu. Everyone says hodu. Two people say hodu with the chazan. Then you're still able to answer because you're hearing it from the chazan. Your focus is chavivle, and also by tkiya shofar, because the mitzvah is chavivle to hear the shofar. I'm sure there's other cases of like by kiddush as well. So therefore, that you focus the Ramah Pasins, he focused on the shofar, and that's good. Is yotze. Even though we say Tekol Lo Mishtame, the Mishabur brings an interesting couple of lakudas here. The Pasha Pshat in the Ramah is that even as Tekol, if you focus on that, if Tchavivle, so yotze. The Mishabur brings another shita that holds that no, that it's that if you have dast v'yotze each one, then that's a problem because people can't hear 2 koilos. Treka lo mishtamai, that's a klal. So therefore, if a person has to specifically focus on the chavivle, is he has to focus specifically on one sound, and if he didn't, then he's not yotze. So therefore, if you do hear two different sounds, or if you're by, if by Corona there's a whole bunch of sounds going, or by there's different minyanim, you know, and you hear from this window, and different minyan from here, wherever you're davening, then you have to be sure that you're specifically being yotze, focused on being yotze with the person in shul, no other sounds, and that would be fine. B'di'evet, if you didn't, if you still heard other sounds, it would still be, it wouldn't passel the thing, because other poskim don't bring the chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah, and they just say simply, like the Ramah, that even if you're at chatzitzer, it's still trei kolay, by shofar trei kolay is mishtamai. Dalit, hayazet tzarech pshuta rishayna, vizet tzarech pshuta achrayna. Let's say that one person needs, we need to begin one key in the beginning, the other person's holding by the end of a set. Key achas matzia es shneim. So in this case, that it's only if they each have kavana for this one tekiya. However, if one guy has a kavana for, you know, he has an extra long one, right? So now I have kiyas kavana. They say, okay, listen, have kavana. The first half is for you people who only heard the, you know, who were just finishing your set. And the second half is for you people who are starting your set, or they decide in the shul that we're gonna go ahead and just, you know, have one long tekiya to be yotzei both. You know, the
partial of the case is that some people heard
right
a tekiya and a
sharm,
let's say, and
now they. Well, no, Mishra Berurah brings this another case. This is the second case. That he said about the hasik chad tekiya chetzi lezeh chetzi lezeh and shatach tekiya arucha. That doesn't help. Meaning, the telling on the kavana. A lot of the shofar stuff has to tell you on kavana, and the kavana here has to be that it's one sound, and one guy could have kavana for the end of a set, and the other guy can have kavana for the beginning of a set. But if they go ahead and to split it in half, that's not going to work. If, like it was this past year, Yom Tov Shana, which is Chal Shabbos, ain't talking b'shofar, you're not talking b'shofar, because maybe you're going to go ahead and bring it to Al Amos, and therefore you don't blow. And at the beginning of the year, a lot of, you know, Shnor Bechlag Dolan, you know, said that we have to, you know, this year Shabbos is going to have to be shomer on us, because we don't have to keep a shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, they were talking about it. Shabbat, you know, this year we needed the shmir of Shabbos to be shomer on us. And even if you want to go ahead and it's on the shelf and you need to get a sefer down, so fine, move the shofar, but otherwise the shofar is mukta. And there were always discussions about the Gdolim on Shabbos blowing by the Kaisel, because they say that the blowing the shofar by the Kaisel supposedly was supposed to bring Mashiach, bring the Geula, and there was a Rav who wanted to do it, and they put him in Cheirim because you don't go against the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, even though if you want to, you know, have beautiful Cheshbonos like bring Mashiach, that's not what's going to bring Mashiach. You know, following Chazal is much it will bring.
We have
more time. Okay.
Have 5 minutes.
Okay. Let's go on. Okay. So we'll start Tafkuf Pei Tes. Kol she'ena, who's roy to blow the shofar? Kol she'ena mechuyev bedavar. Ena motzi achenya dechavasam. Any who's not mechuyev. And by generally, every mitzvah, someone who's not mechuyev cannot be motzi of the person the mitzvah. For example, if women aren't mechuyavin, it's a shows my grandma, they can't be motzi someone else in the mitzvah. So too, but tekiya shofar, woman can't blow for. We'll see that woman can't blow for a man. But anyone will see a sif beis. Chayr shoyte v'katan p'turim. Chayr shoyte v'katan are p'turim from shofar. V'chayrish again, a shoyte is. There's different shitas, there's a few different simanim, what a shaita is. The Gemara says he sleeps in the basic forest at night, but in general, it's obvious the guy is he's Meshuvah. You know, they say he could be normal and everything, but then you ask him one thing, yeah, I'm Mashiach. What do you mean? Of course, I'm bringing the, you know, whatever is a big Shiloh. That would also be a Shaita. As God will, that something was, you know, he seems to be normal, and suddenly, you know, except the Mashiach is very interesting because Rav Moshe is a tshuva about someone who thought he was Mashiach and he was trying to give a get, and he was matir it because he held saying someone's Mashiach is not a, he's not a shaita, it's a certain gaiva person gets in himself and whatever. Although there is such a thing around Yerushalayim called was it Jerusalem syndrome or something, where people think they're David HaMelech or they think they're Mashiach. Which again, the guy dresses like David HaMelech, and you know, used to be on many years ago. You're not walking around with a harp or whatever. It's hard that is an issue. And so I don't. If you chayiv, I would definitely shouldn't be blowing the shofar. Put it that way. You know, chayrish afilu medaber ve'enu shomei enu moitzi. A chayrish, if he could speak but he can't. He can't hear, and I think the really discussed about hearing aids and things, but everyone can into that. But if he can hear, even if he can't speak, but he can blow the shofar, he can be motzi people because he is a shmo kol shofar. The mitzvah is to hear, even if he can't speak. So we'll stop here.